This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are live on this January 21st edition. Got a whole house of news stories coming up. Now, STDs in America obviously are through the roof. I think the CDC stats, most recent stats that we saw from 2013 to 2017, showed cases of sexually transmitted diseases increasing by a whopping 31% in terms of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. And what's the reaction to that? Well, it's for doctors to get up on TikTok, which is an app basically aimed at preteen kids and teenagers, you know, age 13, 14, 15, and to dance and celebrate about the fact that now 12-year-old kids can get STD screenings and indeed STD treatments without their parents' knowledge. And apparently, that's a really progressive good thing, and it's not going to be abused by paedophiles at all. Now, this is interesting, and I'm going to flesh it out after the next break. There you see the CDC stats, 31% increase in all sexual diseases, gonorrhea up 67% since 2013, syphilis up 76% since 2013. It's all part of this progressive drive. But the interesting thing to contrast this with that I do in this article, which is up on Summit News, leftists celebrate 12-year-old kids getting STD screenings without their parents' knowledge, is to contrast it with what happened to another nurse who got up on TikTok last week and was subsequently the victim of a backlash and a BuzzFeed hit piece. She got up on TikTok and danced. If you don't know, TikTok is basically 30-second videos of people dancing, and sometimes they have messages on the screen, they do memes, they do jokes, and one of these memes was a nurse with a million followers called Nurse Holly getting up on TikTok, basically encouraging children and teenagers to avoid STDs by, God forbid, I know this is a novel concept, not having sex when they're children. She was subject to a mob outrage backlash. The Witchfinder Generals of Twitter absolutely ruined her. And in fact, one of these tweets featuring her video, which again encouraged children not to have sex, that's bad, can't do that, not progressive, got 130,000 likes. She had to delete the video, was basically cancelled. So after the break, we're going to get into what doctors on the other side of the equation are telling children and how it's being celebrated by the left, and how that ties into what's being shown on Netflix. This is out of National File. Netflix show features 10-year-old trans kid as a top in sexual terms. Yes, indeed, we do live in hell, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, a drag queen, it takes an actual drag queen to tell liberal parents that no, your kids should not be around sex performers. But we're going to get into that video. We're going to play the full clip of that as well. Meanwhile, in Europe, a French intellectual has been sentenced to 2 months suspended prison sentence for calling mass immigration an invasion. We're going to get into that. Sweden has lost control after bombing spiked 60% in 2019, says MP. He's lucky that he can say it. Maybe if he was in France, he would be put in prison, or at least on a suspended sentence. We're also going to get into the fallout from last week's appearance on Question Time of an actor who dared question the sanctity of white privilege, and how that's now being used as a weapon, as a tool to further censor and deplatform yours truly and others on YouTube. We're also going to get into, of course, the fallout from yesterday's Virginia pro-gun rally, where absolutely nothing happened. Some aspects of the media were obviously very disappointed that there was no violence there. Meanwhile, a second Bernie Sanders staffer is calling for armed revolution. But the media says that people who use the word boogaloo are more of a threat. So we're going to get into that. Using the word woke is now bigoted. You can't use that, otherwise you're a racist bigot. They're trying to control language once again. I'm going to talk about the app, which is basically a facial recognition app, which is causing a firestorm of privacy concerns. I actually saw this in action before it was in the media, so we're going to get into all that and more on the other side of the break. Breaking news at summit.news.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. We're talking about leftists celebrating 12-year-old kids getting STD screenings without their parents' knowledge. You can't stop progress. Drag queen story time is not enough. This is an article up on Summit News. Leftists are praising a doctor who made a TikTok dance video encouraging children as young as 12 to see their doctor about abortion and sexually transmitted diseases without their parents' knowledge. Now, again, if you don't know what TikTok is, it's basically got more downloads than Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram combined in the past 18 months or so. It is now the biggest app out of all of those. I believe it's got more users than all of those globally. And it's mainly based around targeted towards children. They do dance moves, they do memes. The audience is extremely young. So now doctors are getting on this app. And in one case, as we talked about before the break, there was a nurse called Nurse Holly who had 1 million followers. She dared to get up on TikTok and encourage children not to have sex. Yes, she actually committed that crime of opinion, and she was absolutely ruined. Basically, she got up on TikTok and said, a good way to prevent getting sexually transmitted diseases for teenagers and children is not to have sex before marriage. And the backlash was immediate, and it was vast. In fact, one person tweeted, and this was what really got the backlash rolling on Twitter, somebody called Margot, who goes by the handle Dumb Bitch Margot, that's quite relevant, who said, if I go to get tested and the nurse tells me I should have waited till marriage, someone is getting knocked TF out. And she was venerated by the mob outrage witchfinder generals on Twitter, who adorned her with 130,000 likes for publicly shaming this nurse who had the temerity to tell children not to have sex. There you see her right there. So she got cancelled, she had to delete the video. She's probably been doxxed by now, no doubt she's being threatened on social media, because it's, you know, all in the name of progress. But then the reaction to that was other doctors, older doctors in fact in this case, an Asian woman, getting up on TikTok and encouraging children to go into a doctor's office to get sexually transmitted diseases screenings and treatment without telling their parents. So this article continues, the clip shows an Asian woman performing a popular TikTok dance while text on the screen explains, quote, you can see your doctor without your parent, for birth control, STD screening, STD treatment, for a pregnancy test, or to answer your questions about sex. And then it specifically targets kids as young as 12. If you're 12 or older, I will politely ask all adults to exit the part of the visit to have a confidential conversation about your health. So they're literally telling 12-year-olds to go into a doctor's office and talk about STDs, talk about abortions without their parents being present. Apparently, in many states, that is completely legal. So this was posted up on Twitter by a journalist called Yashar Ali, and it received a lot of praise. In fact, Ali himself said, "Love this video. Doctors on TikTok is my favorite trend." Eric Cox said, "Saw these both last week and thought they were both so good." Another respondent said, "These are all fantastic. We need more of these." So there was a lot of positive feedback. And then one person who dared to question whether it was a good idea for 12-year-olds to be encouraging 12-year-olds to have STD screenings and talk about abortion, whether that was a good idea without the parents being present. He said, "Serious question. 12-year-olds should not be talking to their parents about stuff mentioned in this video. Can I help but think I would like to be involved enough in my kids' life to help them make an informed decision? No, you're a bigot." In fact, the first response to that tweet was, "You don't seem to be down with progress, man. 12-year-old kids getting STDs, that's all, you know, that's the progressive agenda. Can't stop progress." But to be fair, I would say, judging on what I saw, the majority of responses to the tweet were actually negative. One person tweeted, "Imagine being a middle-aged woman begging kids to sleep around to give your life purpose." Another person responded. She said, "I'm all for the first one, but the 12-year-old part of the second one strikes a chord with me, and apparently many parents. There is no world where a 12-year-old has the developed prefrontal cortex to autonomously consult a physician about their sex life. Remember, they're encouraging kids to get away from their adults, to not have their adult parents present while discussing sexually transmitted diseases." And then several other people made the point that this could be a perfect excuse for pedophiles to hide the fact that they've molested children. One person said, quote, "Anyone supporting the idea that a 12-year-old can be tested for an STD without their parents' knowledge is probably concerned about being caught." People who tell 12-year-olds to test for STDs without parents are the ones who gave the STDs to them, commented another user. A licensed therapist who works with adolescents said, "Progressive ideology is destroying lives. I see it every day." But again, it's about the reaction. There's not going to be any kind of BuzzFeed hit piece on this doctor who's encouraging 12-year-olds, and this is not the only one. There are several other videos to the same effect, encouraging 12-year-olds to be talking about STDs without their parents being present. As I mentioned, that Nurse Holly, she was cancelled for doing the same thing, but in the opposite direction, daring to suggest the crime of opinion that children should not be having sex. Her life, at least temporarily, has been ruined for doing so. But again, it goes back to the fact the US is experiencing a dramatic rise in sexually transmitted diseases, with a 31% increase overall in cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis since 2013. Children are being sexualized. Why do we live in a culture where 12-year-olds are getting STDs and adults are treating this as an acceptable part of growing up? Why is this being praised on Twitter? This should not be treated as normal. The Atlantic reported how syphilis sneaked up on Americans, and it goes through some of the numbers. And it's basically because people have stopped taking STDs seriously. People have stopped wearing condoms. And so STDs are exploding. Apparently, though, STDs are now a progressive virtue. In fact, I remember making a video back in, I think it was 2015, where there was a Twitter trend, and I think it was hashtag shout your STD, where leftists all across Twitter were enthusiastically voicing what STDs they had and how proud they were of having those STDs, because, again, sexually transmitted diseases like gonorrhea and chlamydia are now apparently a progressive virtue that should be normalized for 12-year-old children. And in the context of normalizing sexualization of children, National File has this headline: Netflix show features 10-year-old trans kid as a top. I think we talked about this show before. It's a drag queen show created by RuPaul titled AJ and the Queen, where a 10-year-old accompanies a drag queen to perform in mostly gay clubs around the country. In one scene, the prepubescent child is referred to as a top, which means the person who penetrates during gay intercourse. Bear in mind, this all occurred after what is it now, 3 years plus of the dominant media institutions, dominant cultural institutions and the media, normalizing Desmond is amazing, a 11-year-old, I think he's probably 12 at this point, but at the time, 10, 11-year-old boy, literally being present in gay nightclubs in New York, dancing on a stage while gay men insert dollars into his clothing. And that was normalized by the mainstream media. This kid has been featured in videos where other drag queens are sat around him, where they're literally talking about snorting ketamine. And there you see another example of that, where there was a poster behind him which featured the word Rohypnol, which is, of course, is a date rape drug. Apparently this is all completely normal to the dominant cultural institutions that now control progressivism, so it's no surprise that there's a new Netflix show which not only normalizes that, but actually suggests that this 10-year-old boy, and I don't even want to get into it because it's absolutely disgusting, but this is what's being normalized. People are asking the question, when will they just come out and try to make pedophilia legal? People have said that that's coming down the pipeline in 5 to 10 years, maybe even sooner than that. Don't go away. Summit.News, we'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Compliment supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
So leftists are normalizing culture of kids having conversations about sexually transmitted diseases with doctors without their parents being present. Netflix has premiered a new show about drag queens where a 10-year-old boy accompanies a drag queen to perform in gay nightclubs. And of course, we have Drag Queen Story Hour, not only in the US, but now globally. In fact, there was a protest of a Drag Queen Story Time event in Australia last weekend. A day later, one of the leaders against that protest killed himself, reportedly, and of course, many progressives celebrated that on Twitter. Well, now it looks like it's going to take an actual drag queen to tell left-wing parents that having their children watch and in some cases perform with what are essentially sex performers is probably not a good idea. And this drag queen posted a 2-minute clip to Twitter trying to explain this. We're going to play it now. We'll come back and talk about it. Here's the clip.
What in the hell has a drag queen ever done to make you have so much respect for them and admire them so much? Other than put on makeup and jump on the floor and writhe around and do sexual things on stage. I have absolutely no idea why you would want that to influence your child. Would you want a stripper or a porn star to influence your child? It makes no sense at all. A drag queen performs in a nightclub for adults. There is a lot of filth that goes on, a lot of sexual stuff that goes on. And backstage, there's a lot of nudity, sex, and drugs. Okay? So I don't think that this is an avenue you would want your child to explore. They could explore dressing up at home, like we all did, like all gay boys did. We all dressed at home and we had a great time. We had a great time with our girlfriends, putting on makeup, trying on clothes, things like that. But to actually get them involved in drag is extremely, extremely irresponsible on your part. And I understand you might want to look like you're with it, that you're cool, that you're woke, that you're not a Nazi, that you're not a homophobe, whatever it may be. But you can raise your child to be just a normal, regular, everyday child without including them in gay, sexual things. And honestly, you're not doing the gay community any favors. In fact, you're hurting us, okay? We have already had a reputation of being pedophiles and being perverts and deviants. We don't need you to bring your children around. So you keep your kids at home or take them to Disneyland or take them to Chuck E. Cheese. But if you need your child to be entertained by a big human in a costume or in makeup, take them to the circus or something. When they turn 18, then why don't you take them to the clubs on their 18th birthday? Because it's an adult thing, okay? So don't ruin your child's life, and don't ruin us.
So they have an actual drag queen called Kitty Demure telling leftist progressive parents, what in the world are you doing allowing your kids to be around drag queens at events that in some cases, in many cases, you've seen the clips of them writhing around on the floor, are overtly sexual in nature, kids as young as 5 years old in some cases. Question is, do these kind of events actually attract child predators? Yes, they do. And in fact, there was a sex offender, 32-year-old Albert Garza, a registered sex offender who was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy over 10 years ago, he was subsequently a participant at a drag queen story time event in Houston. Of course, these people are going to exploit these events to get in a situation where they're going to be around children. They're predators. They're pedophiles in some cases. Another headline here out of LifeSite News. Drag queen admits he's grooming children at story hour events. As drag queens are deliberately grooming the next generation to accept LGBT ideology when they read to children in public libraries at drag queen story hour events. A US drag queen admitted. This is not Breitbart, it's not InfoWars, this is the drag queens themselves admitting that that's what they do. Dylan Pontiff, the drag queen who helped organize one of these story hour events for children as young as three at the Lafayette Public Library early October last year, was shown in a video making that shocking admission to Lafayette City Parish Council in Louisiana during a September 17 meeting. This drag queen says, quote, "This is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation." Continued, "I can go in and entertain adults in a club and also entertain a group of students and young children. I'm able to do that because I'm an adult and I'm able to filter myself." He went on to say, "Unfortunately, the Drag Queen Story Hour program is turning public libraries into platforms to advance the transgender revolution, places where pro-homosexual activists are given access to children as young as three." That was John Ritchie who said that, director of TFP Student Action. Then, of course, we had this headline from back in December. "Favorite Drag Queen Storytime author likes pedophile Instagram posts." The children's author whose books are frequently read at Drag Queen Story Hour events across the country was caught liking an Instagram picture posted by a proud pedophile. And by the way, Twitter, they're called MAPS. They allow pedophiles to openly operate on Twitter. No big deal. If you express an edgy opinion about mass immigration, though, you get banned. A screenshot shows kids author Todd Bonds liked an image of a triangle spiral tattoo, which is a symbol for boy lover. How progressive. We have this headline. Teacher who supports a drag queen visiting school says parents shouldn't have final say in raising their children. Well, I guess if they don't have any say in their children talking to doctors about sexually transmitted diseases as young as 12 years old, maybe they shouldn't have any say in drag queen story time too. This was at Willis High School, who's paid a visit by an adult drag performer by the stage named Lynn Adonis, who spent the day with the children. There was some backlash. The parents were annoyed with it. And then he went on to say, this drag queen, "Parents believe they should be able to storm the school in the name of political and religious beliefs if something happens in the school that they're morally opposed to. They forget that we make a promise to prepare their children to live in a diverse world. We are not required to protect misguided, bigoted views of their parents." He went on to say that parents should not have a role. The exact quote is, "I believe that raising a child is the responsibility of the community." We've seen that being pushed by the mainstream media before years ago. He went on to say, "Parents should not have the final say. Let's be honest, some of you don't know what's best for your kids. This guy who dresses up in female clothing and rides around on the floor screaming during drag queen story time, he knows what's best for your kids." And of course, we have this story. Student demonized for protesting against drag queen storytime commits suicide. This was in Brisbane, Australia. A group of individuals, mostly politely, they weren't really aggressive, they were just voicing their opinion, entered Brisbane City Council Library during the protest last weekend now. One of these individuals, Wilson Gavin, shouted, quote, "Drag queens are not for kids." He was then subjected to an absolute bombardment of vitriolic hate on social media. And just a day after that, he committed suicide. And a lot of very virtuous progressive people on Twitter laughed about it.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
One of the methods in which progressives gain control, gain power, is by controlling language, by banning words, by denouncing anything as a white supremacist dog whistle. We've seen that again with this boogaloo term. Of course, the media fearmongered for the best part of a week about how the pro-gun rally in Virginia would be a flashpoint for white supremacists to stage violence. Nothing whatsoever of the kind happened. It was one of the most peaceful rallies that you've seen in literally years. I'm sure many of the people working in the mainstream media were sorely disappointed that there wasn't violence that they could exploit to demonize their political enemies. And they were also fear-mongering about this term boogaloo, which I'm going to get into in a subsequent article. But in terms of controlling the language, this is the situation in Europe. Headline, French intellectual sentenced to 2 months in prison for calling mass immigration a, quote, invasion. Now, this isn't some poor granny on Facebook like happens in Sweden. You'll often read stories about 75-year-old grandma interrogated by police for saying something mean about Muslims on Facebook. You know, mother arrested in her kitchen in the UK for misgendering someone on Twitter. This is a public figure. This is somebody who you would expect to have the privilege of a higher standard of free speech. But I'm afraid in France that's not proven to be the case. French intellectual Renaud Camus has been given a 2-month suspended prison sentence for saying that mass immigration into Europe represents, quote, invasion. Now, he's been saved from being behind bars for his opinion, literally being saved from being put in a cage for making a certain noise with his mouth, and he will only have to pay 1,800 euros to two anti-racist organizations for his hate crime. He'll pay the 1,800 euros to SOS Racism and the International League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism. He was charged with, quote, public incitement to hate or violence on the basis of origin, ethnicity, nationality, race, or religion. What exactly did he say? Well, this was during a speech in France, November 2017, to the National Council of European Resistance, in which Camus declared, quote, immigration has become an invasion. He said, quote, the irreversible colonization is demographic colonization by the replacement of the population. He said the ethnic substitution, the great replacement, is the most important event in the history of our nation since it has existed. As with other people, if the story continues, it will not be that of France. In the same speech, he called for a national consensus of resistance to oppose Islamization in the struggle for the salvation of our Judeo-Christian values. Now, bearing in mind, this is a country, France, that suffers Islamic terror attacks on such a routine basis that now it barely even makes the news. Basically, on a weekly basis, a radical Islamist goes nuts on the streets of Paris or Lyon or any other major French city, screaming Allah Akbar, stabbing police officers, stabbing civilians, and it's barely a news story. In January 2015, 5 years ago, you had ISIS jihadists burst into the offices of Charlie Hebdo magazine and slaughter a bunch of cartoonists because they were offended at the free speech of the cartoonists. That prompted an immediate worldwide movement, which was actually supported by mainstream political leaders, who marched on the streets of Paris under the banner, Je suis Charlie. We are all Charlie. We support the right of people to have, quote, offensive opinions over the right of literal ISIS jihadists to slaughter those people because they're offended over those opinions. Seems like that is kind of shifting now, doesn't it? In fact, shortly after the Charlie Hebdo attacks, the Pope himself came out and said, well, if somebody punched my mother in the face, I'd be very angry too. Literally siding with the ISIS jihadists that slaughtered the cartoonists. But apparently that's not the problem. The problem is French intellectuals like Renaud Camus voicing his opinion that mass immigration is a bad thing for society, even though that's literally been proven by academic studies by major universities that prove that to be the case. It reduces community trust. It exacerbates community tensions. It increases crime. For him to say it, though, using this language, is now literally illegal in France. In this speech, he went on to say, mass immigration is, quote, the substitution, the tendency to substitute everything with its emulator, normalized, standardized, interchangeable. The original with its copy, the authentic with its imitation, the true with the false, the mothers with surrogate mothers, the culture with free time and entertainment. And for that, he was convicted 2 months suspended prison sentence. For his sins, though, he had to repent. He had to recant to the Witchfinder Generals and pay 1,800 euros to anti-racist organizations. Free speech in France is officially dead. As it is in Sweden, where also people are literally being interrogated, fined, and imprisoned for criticizing mass immigration. Headline out of Zero Hedge. Sweden has lost control after bombing spiked 60% in 2019, says MP. A Swedish politician says the government has lost control after new figures reveal 60% rise in bombings in 2019 over the previous year, amid what Reuters reports as a surge in drug-linked gang violence. You remember back in 2017, President Trump was savaged by the media for his infamous Last Night in Sweden speech. Now I wake up every morning, check the news headlines out of Sweden, and there's literally an explosion every single night. The Swedish MP said, unfortunately, this government has lost control of what is happening in Sweden. Now in the morning we woke up again to news of bombs and explosions, this time in Stockholm's inner city and in central Uppsala, said moderate party leader Ulf Kristersson in a recent op-ed. 257 bomb attacks were reported to police last year, up from 162 in 2018, according to the country's National Council for Crime Prevention. Of course, the last time they took ethnicity stats on violent crime in Sweden was 2005. Then the government stopped doing that because it was racist. There have been numerous academic and other independent studies which bear the fact out that migrants in Sweden are vastly overrepresented in both bombings, grenade attacks, explosions, and other violent crimes, including violent sexual assault. But again, you can't talk about it because you may get thrown in prison. Article continues, Kristersson's comments come after a blast rocked Stockholm more than a week ago, considered to be one of the most powerful in recent memory, according to police area manager Eric Widstrand, who added that it was pure luck that nobody had been injured. While we don't have a breakdown as to the type of explosives, what we do know is that the use of grenades in Sweden has been on the rise. And we've talked about that many times in the past. And then according to this report, out of The Spectator, which we featured in the past, quote, it's widely known that gang members are mainly first and second generation immigrants, and problems are rampant in what police euphemistically refer to as vulnerable areas. Just a little bit vulnerable. Apartments literally blowing up every night. It's vulnerable. Thus, the gang wars serve as a constant reminder of Sweden's failed migration and integration policies. Of course, when you speak out about this, you get put on a hate list, and in one case they had a left-wing newspaper doxing people and sending reporters down to their doors to knock on their doors and harass them about hateful comments they'd made on the internet. We had another story out of Sweden on Friday's show when I was hosting, talking about how now they're the national police chief in Sweden requested the right to use the army against the population, and in that army memo, or the memo that was presented to the government, he cited alternative media and internet activists spreading misinformation about Sweden, and that this may cause a scenario where the army is being required to use against the public. This is how bad it is in Sweden. This is how bad it is in France. And it only seems to be getting worse. We're going to come back on the other side with news about Conor McGregor's thought crime. He actually had the temerity to praise the President of the United States of America. And the backlash was swift. Don't go away. We'll be back. Breaking news at summit.news.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Into some final news stories. First of all, I need to tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com, where X2 is back in stock. In very high demand, change your life, change the world today. This will protect you against the negative impacts of fluoride, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is back. This is going to go quick. It's not only back, it's back with a massive discount of 40%, super high quality. This is not going to stick around for long, and you get free shipping as well when you take advantage of that special. Go and read the 5-star reviews. 6,274 reviews, overwhelmingly positive. 4.9 out of 5 for the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We've also got other specials available, such as the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Also available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Protein Bars, Available again at a greatly reduced discount at InfoWarsStore.com. People are loving that product too. We have the Alexa Breeze Air Filter, again available for a whopping discount. It's now just $19,597 at InfoWarsStore.com. Along with all the other great specials, please support this network. They've tried to deplatform us. They've literally tried to take away our ability to accept credit card payments on a regular basis because they're deathly afraid of the message that we are broadcasting it, but we're broadcasting it only with your support and your continued support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Conor McGregor is the latest victim of the Witchfinder generals on Twitter because he dared express support, wait for it, for the President of the United States. Conor McGregor attacked by woke outrage mob for calling Trump phenomenal. This was a tweet last night. Basically, Trump tweeted about MLK Day. Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter, responded, phenomenal president, quite possibly the USA GOAT. Most certainly one of them anyway, as he sits atop the shoulders of many amazing giants that came before him. No easy feat. Feet spelled wrong. They got really angry over that. Early stages of term also incredible. And obviously that is the kind of hate crime, thought crime that cannot be expressed by somebody in the sports entertainment industry. God forbid a celebrity would express diversity of opinion. The reaction on Twitter was vast and it was vitriolic. A user with the name Flush the Orange Turd, Orange Man Bad, responded, quote, I just got off the McGregor bus. I was a huge fan until this tweet. I'm sure this will cost you more fans than any fight you lose. Yeah. You know that it is possible to still like and admire someone who is not involved in politics at any level if they don't agree with your every political viewpoint. That is possible. It's possible, you know. Another blue checkmark responded, these are the words of a man who's been hit in the head many, many times. Even though, wasn't it Conor McGregor who said back in 2016, F Trump, they all loved him then. Now he's actually changed his mind, he needs to get cancelled. Another user said, please tell me you got effing hacked. Several users called Conor McGregor a racist, that's a novel new tactic, never heard that one before. But there was a lot of praise for Conor McGregor on this tweet thread. So Conor McGregor is based and red-pilled. He dared stick his head above the parapet and express an opinion that was at odds with the monoculture of the sports entertainment industry. And you know that in these times, that is absolutely verboten. Now that we've weaponized hate mobs on social media, they will do everything in their power to defame and deplatform Conor McGregor. I don't think it's going to have any effect, because again, he's a wildly popular athlete, but he dared to express an opinion. And the NPC mob came down hard, just as they came down hard on this British actor, Lawrence Fox, who last week appeared on one of the BBC's biggest political talk shows, Question Time, and he dared say that white privilege was not a thing. He dared challenge identity politics. He dared say that the next Labour leader shouldn't necessarily be a woman, and maybe saying, oh, obviously it should be a woman, and judging people on their genitalia rather than their character, their history, their experience, or their performance, was slightly patronizing towards women and was, in fact, not very woke. Now the New Statesman, which, by the way, smeared and defamed the late, great Roger Scruton, conservative writer, author, philosopher, who just died of cancer, aged 75 last weekend. They defamed him as a racist by taking his comments out of context, by outright fabricating some of those comments. Well, now they're coming after yours truly. Headline, the radicalization of Lawrence Fox shows the worrying power of right-wing YouTube. And basically, they blame Lawrence Fox expressing his opinion on people like myself and Sargon of Akkad, quote, extremist right-wing YouTubers, because God forbid somebody should be influenced by somebody else's opinion if that opinion differs with yours. We can't have that, can we? So the entire article, again, is another one of these tawdry arguments to deplatform anyone who expresses diversity of opinion, because God forbid some people who may then appear on mainstream television may then express the same opinions. Opinions, by the way, which are shared by the majority of the British public. If the latest UK election result was a referendum on anything, it was a referendum on the fact that woke identity politics is being rejected across the board by all right-thinking people. And no, it's not an extremist right-wing position to voice that when it's shared by the majority of right-thinking people in the country. It's a perfectly normal position to take. And if you argue that those people should be deplatformed, should be censored, you've already lost the argument. You don't have an argument. If your only argument is to say those people should be shut up, and that is the cancer that lies at the heart of woke politics, that's why someone like Lawrence Fox, who, by the way, is based, obviously, but then you look at people who do express diversity of opinion in the entertainment industry, in the music industry, it's normally people who are at the top of their game who are so successful that they cannot be deplatformed. People like Kanye West, of course, wearing the MAGA hat. People like Morrissey, who's been wildly successful for decades, coming out against Islam, coming out against the cruel halal slaughter of animals. People like Noel Gallagher, speaking out against Islamic terrorism. Those people have already had their success. Basically, they're semi-retired. It's normally those kind of people who dare to stick their head above the parapet and face the fury of the woke outrage mob. This actor, Lawrence Fox, he's a decent actor. I've seen him in several things before, but he's by no means, you know, at the top of his game. He's still relatively young. I think he's around 40 years old. So some people are saying, you know, as with the Ricky Gervais thing, oh, this is nothing new. Why are people impressed by this? I mean, I'd rather these people be out there voicing these opinions than not. Obviously, he's not going to go full edgelord, because then he wouldn't be invited on programs like Question Time in the first place. But if these people are the kind of the weather vane for this backlash against woke politics, then I don't have a problem with it whatsoever. What they are doing now is trying to use this and then weaponize it to cancel the people who behind the scenes tend to have an equal effect, people like yours truly and YouTubers like Sargon of Akkad, who's also mentioned in this article, because again, they can only censor, they can only deplatform because they don't have an argument that resonates with any right-thinking people. So far easier just to censor your ideological adversaries. And even on YouTube, when they've completely gamed the algorithm to the point where they took away 90% of my views from recommended videos, they're still losing. They're still losing. That's why they're still so insatiable to deplatform and censor anyone who, God forbid, expresses diversity of opinion. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is creating a new hysterical moral panic over the word boogaloo. Yes, they're saying that this is the new code word for the Second American Civil War. Headline, MSM has new ridiculous scare story, and it's worse than racist OK sign. Boogaloo is alt-right code for Second American Civil War. Of course, they tried to fearmonger for the past week about the pro-gun rally in Virginia being the flashpoint for the new Civil War. Complete BS. Nothing happened. It was completely peaceful. Now they're saying that the word boogaloo might be the next white supremacist dog whistle. Meanwhile, people who literally work in the campaign of the potential next president of the United States, Bernie Sanders, are saying they're getting armed up for a revolution and that Republicans all belong in gulags. You've seen that story, that video from James O'Keefe out today. Absolutely incredible. That's going to wrap it up for the show, though. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Breaking news at Summit.News coming up next. War Room with Owen Schroyer. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.